Salah is a very important fard in our lives. Now, the companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates that a person once committed a minor sin. He came to Allah's Messenger and mentioned it to him. This, meaning the 114th verse of Surah Al-Hud, was then revealed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. Translation from the Kanzul Iman: and keep salah established at the two ends of the day and in some parts of the night. Verily, good deeds erase evil deeds. This is advice to those who accept advice. The person asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this ayah specifically for me? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, this is for all of my ummah. Simple. Praying the five times salah will erase the minor sins. Subhanallah. Very easy. We want to erase our minor sins, perform the five times salah. Commenting on this verse, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah has said, the two ends of the day refer to morning and evening, whilst the times before and after zawal are considered morning and evening respectively. Fajr is the morning salah, whilst the evening salahs are Dhuhr and Asr. The salahs divided between the parts of the night are Maghrib and Isha. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this shows that good deeds expiate minor sins. Whether it be salah, charity, engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness, istighfar, or anything else, doing these types of things, meaning performing salah, engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving out charity, all of these are the ways to have our sins forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive all our sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.